Sukkah, Paragimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're continuing the discussion, not of the Nanuim, but of the Halul. And the last Mishnah also went into the Halachas of Halul, Legabe Shemei Kohen, of Mishnah Enim Echuyiv B'Dover. So here we have another din. Very interesting, Legabe the Seder Psukim. We say Halul so often, and from such a young age, that we take a few things for granted. One of the Nekudas is this Mishnah. Mokim Shenoagu Lichboil, where there's a minik to repeat psukim, yichpo. It's a correct minik. What does that mean? Which psukim do we repeat in Halo? Start from oidcho ki anisoni. Right, there's four psukim over there that we repeat. Oidcho, Evan, Me'ez, Zeh, Ono Hashem Hashirin, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. And then Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, the four psukim over there we repeat also. So why would we repeat psukim? Why repeat psukim? For emphasis. So the pshat is that if you look at the earlier halakim, the Rav explains this, it comes from Rashi, is that the psukim before that, David HaMelech himself, even though it is not repeating the pasuk twice, but there's a lot of repetitiveness. It seems like the tzura of halo, some of the pshat is that there's an outpouring of emotion, so it comes out with a certain hishtapchus anefesh, there's repeating words. V'vigdim ilas atzal, you say the word halo comes from the word Hoilus. It's similar to it's like a loss of control over self because one is caught up in the ecstasy and the emotion of Dveikus Vashem that Halal is supposed to bring a person to. You look at the psukim before, David HaMelech, Yoimano, Yoimuno, Minameitza Karosiko, Ononi Vamerchavko, it's also a shtickle repeat. Hashem li lo yiro, Hashem li bioizwe. Toiv lachasois Vashem teach, Toiv lachasois Vashem teach ben divim. Kol goyim svavuni, sabuni gam svavuni, sabuni kidvarim b'shem Hashem, dochoy d'chizani, ozi v'zimras kol rino v'yishua, there's a lot of v'yil l'shua kol rino v'yishua, yimin Hashem remem, yimin Hashem oisachoyl, loy omus v'lamovus loy nesanoni, so that's all that are repeating emotions, and Mamela, that's the tzura of Halal, so it behooves us also to follow that tzura of expression. That's the pshat over here in the Mishnah. Something to think about when we're saying Halal. That's why that chelik of Halal, the minig is by Klal Yisrael to sing. Because it's taka biroiv and miroiv hishtapchus hanefesh. Levorech achrov, yivorech achrov, l'chayra, the bracha before Halal, is a bichs mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, sheke d'shonu, b'mitzvah sivitzvonu. What's the bracha after Halal? It's a minig. L'chayra, the rationale behind it is that Halal is not just a maisa mitzvah, like taking a lulav, that one makes a bracha. There's no bracha after a lulav. The person takes off his tefillin, there's a bracha after you finish wearing tefillin. After you finish doing shluch hakan, there's a bracha. Over here, the bracha would seem to be, the model would seem to be, that's like a seder hatfilah. It's the seder hatfilah, the seder that expresses in completeness a yid's kesher with the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And therefore, the same way, every chelik ha-tfilah has a bracha, like Pesukah de Zimra. There's a bracha lefonov, there's a bracha achrov, yishtabah. So we also, it would behoove us to say a bracha afterwards. But the Maaseh, it's not a choyv gom, it's not a takon of bichs ha-mitzvahs, it's a minig. Minig is totally be minig ha-mokim. The bracha before hell, like we just said, is a regular bichs ha-mitzvah. That being said, what about on the days when we're not goymer sahal? You know, the Gemara has a whole discussion. The minig that we have on Rosh Chodesh and on the other days of Pesach of not saying the whole Halal is a minig that was found by Rav when he came to Bovel, B'Soif Yomov. When he came, left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Bovel. That was the minig in Surah where he went to. It was an obscure minig. The minig wasn't like that in Eretz Yisrael. And L'chor, the pshat in that minig is that on those days, Halal is not a choyv gom, it's a reshus. So we make a havchona. More than that, you look in the Emek Brocha, the classic sefer on Arachayim in Yonim, and he's Magdiya, Shtarka Rayis, that the din of saying Halal on the other days that we're not going as Halal is a qualitatively different din. The din is by the Halal that we finish the Halal, the Tzura of the Halal has to be complete. The Halal is these Prokim, and every single word is Ma'akiv. The Halal on the other days is a certain Choyvas, Shevach, Voidor, but it's not the complete nusach of Halal. It's a different choiv. It's not even a choiv gomer. It's only a minig. Because it's a minig, it's not so pashut that there's a bracha. You look in Erech Chaim. in Tov Chov Beis, a Gamsa Nidin in Siv Beis, whether there's a bracha, because of that, the Svardim, when they say Halal, their meaning based on those Rishonim is that the Chazan says it's Moitzi for the Olam, for the whole Olam. In order not to be Marben making a bracha on a Halal, where it's not so possible that a bracha should be made. Hakol k'minig ha-medina, ha-lekech luv mechaveri b'shvies. The Mishnah, interesting, the middle of a Mishnah goes right back to Hilcha Shvies. And the Mishnah says that if somebody is buying a lulav from somebody else in Shemitah, you always have a problem, maybe it's Shemitah produce. More than that, over here, he knows that Shemitah produce. It's for sure Shvies, not a Sofik. So Shaz had to buy it. Why? One of the basic dinim of Shemitah is that the peiros, even those that are picked, you're allowed to pick fruit that are shvias, they have to be eaten with the halachas of Kedusha shvias. A certain time they have to be gotten rid of, that's called the Zman Biur. Another halacha in showing the Kedusha Sapri that it's not owned properly, it's la'ochla v'loylus chayra. It's meant to be used, to be consumed, but not to be used in a way where it's private property. Even when you pick it, Peir Shvias, so you go into the field, you're taking it to eat. It's not private property, it's in order that Klal Yisrael should eat. But it's not property in the sense that it's yours to make a dollar off, to make a profit off. Therefore, La'ochla V'lel L'Schayru. So if somebody's giving over a lulav, how could he sell it? And the answer is that a small amount, mamish minimal amount of Peiris Mu'atim one can't sell. The catch in that is that when Reuven is selling to Shimon, Peir Shvias, an apple, two apples, not a big amount, not a wholesale amount that's an amount that's sold l'schoira, but an amount that's just feeding that you could sell. The problem is that when the Reuven gives over the Peiris and Shimon pays him money, that money is nitvas b'kedusha Shvias. It has an adin there, it has kedusha Shvias, and can only be used for eating Peir Shvias, for eating Peiris with kedusha Shvias, so to speak. That being said, Chazal were goyzer on not buying Peir Shvias, even Mo'otin, where it can be sold, but not buying it from an Am Haaretz, because an Am Haaretz won't be careful, or he won't be bucky enough to be careful in the halachas of how to spend something that has Kedusha Shvias, money that has Kedusha Shvias, you don't buy from him. Oy Bazoi, we have over here, the case in the Mishnah is talking about a Moicher of a Lulav, who's an Am Haaretz, and therefore you're not allowed to buy from him. The lekeach is a chover, means here the lekeach is a medaktik balocha. He knows what to do in order to make sure to be medaktik. So what he does is like this. Ha-lekeach lulav mechaver b'shvias. The lulav itself doesn't have a problem in being bought or sold shvias. Why? Because the lulav is a branch. It's not really lachila, does not have kedusha shvias. What does have kedusha shvias? Not a lulav, not hadasim, and not a ravois, an esfik. Memel, the Mishnah says that when he's giving him the lulav he could sell for a regular price. $100 for a lulav, a perfect dairy lulav in these days, $150, let's say. Okay, charge for the lulav $150. And with that, noisin lo esrig bimatono, the moicher, the lekech will tell the moicher to give him the fruit, give him the esrig, that is, bimatono, because he charged him extra, he could charge more even for the lulav. He's not allowed to sell him the esrig on shvias, but he can give it to him by matono. The amoritz can give the chover esrig matono. So this is the way the chover does it. He gets the lulav, he pays good money for the lulav, and with that he covers also the price, the expenses of the esrig, and with that the money that goes biyad hamoicher does not have kedusha shvias. Mishnah Yud Beis. The din deraisa, which we've discussed, the Torah says, the mitzvah of Dalad Minim is b'yom rishon, the first day of Sukkot. But the Torah also has a separate mitzvah, what sounds like a separate mitzvah, of usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. The mitzvah lefnei Hashem, Beis Hamikdash, maybe Yerushalayim, the famous chiddush of the Aruch Laner, that maybe Gantz Yerushalayim is lefnei Hashem, but that mitzvah, smachim lefnei Hashem, the Gemara Darshan, is a mitzvah lulav. So it's mitzvah lulav, shivas yomim, or yom echod. So the Rambam certainly counts as one mitzvah. The understanding is that the Torah is saying that that very same mitzvah, usmachtem lefnei Hashem, is really also the definition of the mitzvah lekach lechem bayom rishon bigvulin b'medina b'loshen of our Mishnah. We pointed out that that's why there are some rishonim that hold that lulav has a quality of a korban insofar as mitzvah b'aveir is concerned. We pointed out at the beginning of the perek because it has a certain quality of a korban. It's lefnei Hashem, it's akrova. It's something that's lefnei Hashem. Even b'medina, the Torah defines it the same mitzvah as lefnei Hashem when it's in the Beis Hamikdash. All this Torah is assuming that there's one mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah b'gvulin and the mitzvah b'beis hamikdash is one and the same. There is raid by the achronim because there's to be found what's known as the pizmoin of Reb Shimon HaGadol. Reb Shimon HaGadol seems like it was an uncle of Rashi, mamash mikadmoine, the end of the tkufas ha'goinim, and he has a minyan hamitzvahs, which is sometimes at odds. There are certain pieces over there which are at odds with the Rambam, the Ramban. It's interesting, the grip al Rasag was one of the classic mefoshim on the minyan hamitzvahs, sometimes mefalpul shinuim that are found over there. And he brings that there are two mitzvahs. Amongst the tayag mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of a smach mefnei Hashem lekeichem, and there's a separate mitzvah, lekach lechem bayom rishon. It's everything we just said, there's no crossover. It's two mitzvahs. That's just a little bit more perspective on what it says over here. That there's a mitzvah of Shivas Yom B'Migdosh u'B'Medina Yemechot. It sounds like it's only two different lengths of time of the same mitzvah, which is the Pashtus, like we said in the Rambam. Mishechorav Beis HaMikdosh, Hiskin Rabban Yoichim Ben Zakkai, the Heliger Rabban Yoichim Ben Zakkai was Misakin, he was the one that made the takonos to hold on to the atmosphere of Beis HaMikdosh, she had lulav nitl b'medina shiva. Until then it wasn't done. Times of the second Beis HaMikdosh, lulav shiva siyam was only in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. But after that, in Golus, we have a mitzvah of nitila lulav shiva siyam, zeichel HaMikdosh. U'shehei yoyim ha'neif kulei osu. So totally unrelated, but the concept is the same. The yoyim ha'neif, or the way it's pronounced more accurately, is yoyim henef, is the day of the raising, the tnufa of the Korban Omer. So this is the day of the Korban Omer, which was the second day of Pesach. Well, we have B'nei Chutzal, it's the second day of Yom Tiv, but really it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. And from that day, that's why we start counting the second day of Pesach, Sviras Omer. That day is also Matir, the Chodosh. When does it become Mutter? When the carbon was brought. What happens, unfortunately, by when Nesen or Am, there's no Beis HaMikdash, the carbon can't be brought. So it could be brought at any point. So if Mashiach would come, Sheibon Beis HaMikdash Meherev Yomeinu, at any point, you can't say in the morning it should become Mutter. That means if there's no carbon, L'chor the Yom itself is Matter. It's only if there's a carbon, then you need the carbon to be Matter. If not, the Yom is Matter. Okay, what happens if we're standing on the first day Chol HaMoed, we're standing on the second day Pesach, maybe Mashiach is going to come this afternoon. So maybe we'll still bring a Korban Omer. So therefore, the Yom HaNef is Kulei also, it's also a Zeichel HaMikdash. Now, the Biskirov has a whole Arichus on this type of idea. When is a mitzvah considered an extension of the original mitzvah? That means, is the mitzvah that's by Yom HaRishon of taking a lulav, so now we have a mitzvah kol shivas yomim. They took the mitzvah b'migdosh and they said there's a mitzvah bizman hazeh to take the lulav 7 days. Well, it's not really an extension of the original mitzvah. There's a new din, a new chiyuv of zeichel HaMikdash. That's all. And the Biskirov is nafkaminis. When is it called that it's the mitzvah, the original mitzvah? There's a shayla l'moshel tzvius ha'omer. If it's really only bizman hazeh medrabonon, the Gemara says it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, the Gemara Menachos. Is that there's a mitzvah Sviras HaOmer, or there's a mitzvah to make a Zeichel HaMikdash of the Korban HaOmer? That's the Biskirov's famous rate. We'll just mention one point. It's a well-known Hidur, and Rabim V'Toivim, G'day Le'olam, that we were Zeichel to see in our Dor, of Eliyoshev Zatzal, of Schreinberg Zatzal, would go every single day to Yerushalayim. Like we said, the Aruch Lanei says that Lefnei Hashem means Yerushalayim. They would take in the confines of the old city, they would take Lulav and Esrog in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Seder Deraisa. That means that the assumption is that if there's a mitzvah of Shivas Yomim, Lefnei Hashem, it's Gam Bizman Hazeh. Maybe not. Maybe it's only when there's a standing Beis HaMikdosh. Others want to tie into that the whole thing, there's no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh Deraisa. All there is the mitzvah Shivas Yomim. Why? Because if there's no Beis HaMikdosh, there's no mitzvah Lefnei Hashem. And they want a taina, a raya, is why did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai have to make an takona, zeichel amigdosh, to take shivas yomim? The same way bizman habayis, it was taken shivas yomim, only in Yerushalayim. So bizman hazeh also, there would be a mitzvah shivas yomim in Yerushalayim. What was the need for a takona? This is a raya, Rimei Simcha brings the raya, others bring the raya, it's a devastating taina on this shita that bizman hazeh is a mitzvah. What you'll have to answer is that Bizman HaMikdosh, Roiv Minyan Abinyan and Klal Yisrael was assumed to be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. There was a mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel. So then Klal Yisrael took mitzvah Lulav 7 days. Mashenkim Bizman HaZeh B'Avanisenu Aram, Nechatoenu Golinu Me'atzenu, the Korv Pizurein Me'ben HaGoyim, and we're not in Yerushalayim, most of us at least, are not in Yerushalayim. So Memele Klal Yisrael as a whole doesn't have the mitzvah of Shivas Yomim Lefnei Hashem. So because of that, he was misakin. No. Klal Yisrael should be v'smachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. Everybody should take the Lulav and Esrei for 7 days.